This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And when you look all across this great nation, where is it that the generation of younger people would most like to live their lives? I mean, this involves people who are graduating from college and trying to figure out, where is it I want to go? We will get to that in just a moment. We will also be talking about a disastrous experiment. It's actually an old experiment that was just repeated in San Antonio, Texas, creating a huge explosion of protest among parents for a public school, and also illustrating one of those issues that is going to work, I believe, very effectively, as it did in Virginia, to elect Glenn Youngkin and their new Republican governor, is going to work for Republicans if they handle it well across the country when the election comes in November. And also, new polling by Wall Street Journal that says that despite the fact that he says he will run for re-election, with his health permitting, that Joe Biden, who would be 82 at the time he is sworn in for a second term, by far the oldest any president has been when taking the oath of office, that despite all of that and his insistence that he does intend to run, most people, including a plurality of Democrats, believe that he won't. So who are the alternatives for Democrats? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First, an exclusive poll with what I consider to be great news. At they asked a question about, and this is part of Axios Generation Lab Next Cities Index. They asked a question about where would college students want to move if they were going to move somewhere other than the homes in which they grew up. And the number five cities on the list were Denver and Boston, both fairly trendy cities. Third place were two California cities. Third place was one California city. Second place, another California city. And that was actually San Francisco, and then Los Angeles. And it's Los Angeles third, New York City second, and first on the list that people would want to live in, Seattle. And no, this is not a local Seattle thing, but it's fascinating. The Emerald City, with its superstar tech hub status, writes Axios, cool climate. Well, yeah, I mean, cool in the sense of being hip or being cool. The summers are very mild here. Summers are absolutely beautiful. With its superstar tech hub status, cool climate, green energy embrace, and music and art scene, eclipse two top dollar coastal destinations, New York and Los Angeles, among young adults looking to move. Seattle also drew a more bipartisan appeal. It feels like a young person's city, said Riley Harbick, a computer science major in his senior year at James Madison University in Harrisonburg, Virginia, who aspires to move to Seattle. The big picture? Half of the survey's 2,109 respondents said they want to live outside of their home states after graduation, and about one in four want to actually live back in their own hometowns. Okay, that's healthy. Denver and Boston filled out the top five wish list after Seattle, New York, and L.A. Healthcare was the top industry choice for careers, 29%, followed by education and research, 15%, and tech, that's 12%. So the idea that Seattle was on top of the list was not just because of the presence of major tech companies here like Amazon and Microsoft. Party identification correlated with students' preferences. Austin, Texas was the top choice for young Republicans who want to leave their home state after graduation. New York topped the list for young Democrats. Seattle won big with independents. Go figure. They also found that reality and dreams don't always align. Some 45% said they want to live somewhere different than they think they will live. And one of the reasons is that the places that people say they want to live, Seattle, New York, L.A., Boston, Denver, are all known to be, well, not Denver so much, but the others are known to be places where the cost of housing and the cost of living is pretty high. Aubrey Rodriguez, who's 19, a student at Blinn College in Texas, told the pollsters that while she wants to be in Seattle, she's unlikely to go without her family, and that my family has lived in Texas for decades, and the majority of them are not the biggest fans of cold weather. Harbick, the James Madison University student with sights on Seattle, said he expects it will be his second post-college move. His first is about a two-hour drive from school to Virginia's capital, Richmond, where he's already accepted a job that starts after graduation. Look, those people who want to come to Seattle, they may actually have a much nicer trip here after the very significant effort, which I know has to continue and intensify, by volunteers to paint over some of the graffiti that has marked our downtown, and continued efforts by our new mayor, Bruce Harrell, to sweep out homeless encampments that are contributing, of course, to the rising crime rates, and citing an increase in violent crime. Amazon announced this last Friday that it would temporarily relocate its workers from the company's old office space at 3rd Avenue and Pine Street in downtown Seattle. That's the old Bon Marché building, I believe, that they had some office space, Macy's more recently. They would move them out of downtown Seattle because of the very high crime. That 3rd Avenue is a particular mess. So this idea that Seattle is popular among young college graduates, there's still a lot of work to do and improvements to make. Now, again, you think about how much we care, those of us who've lived here for a while, about our city and its welfare. Try to imagine what it's like for people in Ukraine to see cities, some of which are very historic, scenic, and beautiful, actually, to see the cities being bombed and trashed and ruined and homes looted and raided by rampaging Russian soldiers. This is an ongoing problem, and again, there's an announcement today that President Biden is planning to travel to Europe. There's already an announcement of a number of Eastern European leaders from Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia who are traveling to Kyiv to show support for Ukraine. And all of that going on while the United States is trying to figure out what more can we do? And the answer that ought to be discussed more readily is doing something like a humanitarian airlift that ought to get bipartisan support. Worries about chemical weapons and biological weapons, we will get to that as well coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Outrageous what you are saying.
Michael Medved.
This is outrageous.
And here in the United States, it is outrageous to think that somehow concentrating on the terrible suffering in Ukraine and the fight for freedom, which, honest to God, impacts the future of the entire world. It impacts the next decades in the entire world, depending upon the outcome. But that kind of preoccupation, which I think is true for most Americans right now, doesn't mean that we don't have gigantic problems here that also must be addressed politically and by our political leadership. One of those problems is crime and criminality. And you'll notice that on that list of the cities that college graduates most want to go to, Chicago isn't up there on that list. And yes, of course, part of that is weather, because during some years, I worked in Chicago for 12 years, didn't live there, but was commuting between L.A. and Chicago, where the TV show that I was hosting on PBS would film every week. And yes, Chicago can be brutal in the winter time, but now they have another fear in a suddenly and newly crime-ridden city. And this has really become the first time since way back in the 1920s and 30s, where Chicago was Al Capone territory and a gun-toting, mob massacre kind of city. It had that reputation. But now it's got that reputation again. And a Chicago resident talked about living in constant fear. This is clip 15.
Got a war right here. We ain't got to go over to where they having a war at. We having a war right here.
Living in constant fear.
And every day we getting shot. I get so tired of these sirens.
Seems to be a daily reminder for Barbara Thompson, as part of her South Side community is once again wrapped in police tape.
It is so bad. And these polices, they working overtime. They so scared. I know they are. Because I fear for them myself.
This time, a mass shooting shortly after 3:30 Sunday afternoon just outside this Little Caesars near 79th and Exchange.
Whether it was a targeted shooting or an altercation, it's unacceptable.
Investigators say police surveillance cameras captured at least two cars pulling up to a group of men. They appear to exchange words before shots were fired from at least one vehicle. 60 rounds, police counted.
Okay, it's ironic. They mentioned there it was pulled up near Little Caesars. The Little Caesars restaurant is named after the character Little Caesar, which was a movie back in the 1930s, a Warner Brothers movie with Edward G. Robinson playing the Little Caesar, little crime boss. And again, so much of this is organized crime. It's gangs. And remember, we were supposed to, by lessening the penalties and the efforts against drugs, we were supposed to get rid of that kind of gang violence. It hasn't worked at all. And there's something else, this on ABC, about thieves who are finding a new way to ply their trade. This is clip 16.
The national average is holding steady at 432 a gallon, but experts say that may not last. And now police all across this country, they want you to be very mindful about where you park because of these gas thieves.
This morning, as the cost of gas spikes across the nation,
there's no way that all these people are affording this.
A new warning about thieves at the pump. Take a look at this video. While it may look like nothing is happening here, the manager at a gas station in Houston says thieves are taking thousands of dollars worth of gas, 360 gallons per day for 3 days, from the underground tank.
The van drives on top of the fuel tank, and then that's all you see. No one comes out, so they have a trap door inside their vehicle, which is crazy.
In fact, he says, they tried to come back for a fourth day, but the manager chased them away. Cases of gas theft are popping up all over the country, from California to Virginia. In Washington State, the Everett Police Department is issuing a new warning about people siphoning gas. Writing on Facebook, while some thieves use rubber hoses to siphon fuel out, we are seeing modern-day thieves use power tools to drill a hole in the gas tank and steal fuel. Victims are often left with huge bills.
Okay, appalling. And what is the answer? More resources for police enforcement and protection. And by the way, it's so interesting to hear that Chicago resident saying that she feels for the police. They need more support. The same way that Ukrainians are fighting against international criminals, in their case, the Russians, we need all the reinforcements possible to help our police services fight against criminals right here. Police in Washington, D.C. have arrested a man with a long history of mental illness, what a shock, who carried out brutal attacks on several homeless men in D.C. and New York, leaving his family members aghast at what they suggested was a stunning turn toward targeted murderous violence. It's not so stunning. The guy's history is profoundly disturbing. Senior law enforcement official identified the suspected serial shooter as Gerald Brevard III. The official said that the 30-year-old was unarmed when he was arrested in Northeast Washington shortly after police became aware of his name. Another law enforcement official said that police in both cities, New York and Washington, had received tips about Brevard, prompting efforts, officers and ATF agents to stake him out and eventually take him into custody. Hours before Brevard's arrest, around 5 p.m. on Monday, an Instagram account appearing to belong to him posted a photo with a caption, "Feeling devilish, feeling godly." The prior post has Brevard, a Washington resident, tagged at a Manhattan event space. His father, Gerard Brevard Jr., told the Daily Beast on Tuesday he was crushed to hear the news about his son's arrest. He said they spoke on Monday and Brevard did not say anything out of the ordinary. He's killed two homeless individuals, wounded three others. It was a normal conversation, the father who lives in Las Vegas said, but he was dealing with mental illness for the longest time. He has been in and out of mental hospitals. As the father added that his son had never made disparaging comments about the homeless community, and now the family was shocked, feeling so many different emotions. The history includes allegations of violent crimes, such as July 2018, when he was charged with assault after allegedly brandishing a knife and attempting to stab another individual during a dispute. The next year, 2019, records show that Brevard was found mentally incompetent after a court-ordered exam and was temporarily committed to a city-operated psychiatric hospital. In December 2020, he was charged with assaulting a woman in Virginia. If someone has profound mental illness and gets charged every year with some kind of violent crime, is that an indication he shouldn't be out among us doing more violent crime? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russia has now imposed sanctions against United States President Joe Biden, his son, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and other U.S. officials and individuals associated with them, according to the Russian Foreign Ministry. The statement went on to explain that this is a retaliation step, and it was inevitable as the consequences of the extremely Russophobic course taken by the current U.S. administration, which in a desperate attempt to maintain has relied, discarding all decency, on the frontal constricting of Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed Russia's recent sanctions against U.S. top officials, saying the restrictions won't have much of an impact. Just 2 weeks after the UK dropped its last remaining COVID-19 mitigation measure, COVID-19 cases were up 48% in the UK compared to the week before. Hospitalizations were up by 27% over the same period. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved show, there are some expressions of opinion that deserve, I think, at least a little bit of critical, maybe jaded examination. And that means that it's time for our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password, so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, there's a couple of tweets. One concerns the rare, very welcome news. I mean, other than the actually terrific Mariners trade that was registered today, we have the story of Tom Brady coming back to play at least one more season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And why not? Well, there's a Danny D, who actually tweeted, Tom Brady and Brett Favre can have multiple retirements while Colin Kaepernick can't even play to retire. Wonder white, that is. And again, and then there's another Colin Kaepernick tweet, for the past 5 years I've been working out and staying ready just in case an opportunity to play presented itself. I'm really grateful to my trainer who I've been throwing to all this time, but man, do I miss throwing to professional route runners. Who's working? I will pull up. Okay, really, does anyone really believe that the problem with Colin Kaepernick, who has, of course, become a world celebrity and has won various awards and has that gigantic Nike contract, that his problem, the reason he isn't being considered, for instance, as the replacement quarterback for Russell Wilson with the Seahawks, heaven forbid, that all of that is only because of his race, really? And then there is this tweet, which came out from a state senator in Nebraska. And in Nebraska, a state senator is the same as a member of the state House of Representatives because they have a unicameral legislature. But in any event, Senator, she gets the title anyway, Megan Hunt, who tweets as Nebraska Megan, declared, owning a gun isn't a God-given right. It's a slave-owning, misogynistic, founding father-given right. I'm not against the Second Amendment, but be real. The Constitution was written by people. Today, I'm filibustering a bill that would allow concealed carry without training or a permit. Are we now going to basically be evaluating every piece of legislation or every piece of the American tradition based upon whether the people behind it were slave-owning or misogynistic founding fathers? And the idea of, sure, I can understand you can have controversy about a bill allowing concealed carry in Nebraska without a permit or without training. The main argument, it would seem to me, for a permit would be to make sure that people like that Brevard guy who was going out gunning after homeless people with a prolonged history of mental illness and violent assault, somebody like that should not have access to guns. And I suspect that according to the existing laws and where he applied his criminal activities, in Washington, D.C., certainly, and in New York City, he was not entitled legally to have a gun. But the idea that this means that you want to trash the Constitution, again, echoing what that commentator Mistal on MSNBC who said the Constitution is trash, this tendency to want to basically criticize someone you disagree with by indicting the founding fathers who gave us this Constitution and gave us the basic liberties that we do enjoy here in this country, which Ukrainian fighters are actually fighting to continue to enjoy, that, it seems to me, is deeply ironic. There's also this. I mean, there's so many profound divisions about why it is that we have good news today. The good news today is officially there were no COVID deaths yesterday, which is remarkable. We had about 150 the day before, but the trend is just dramatically down in COVID deaths. Now, why do you think that is? Do you think that vaccines have something to do with it? I mean, around the world, all the public health officials believe that they do, but then there's this piece that appeared in Breitbart, and it appeared in a site called Think Americana, which gets sent to me, for better or worse. And the opening line is, not all heroes wear capes. Some wear scrubs. And then what kind of heroes are they talking about? This kind of hero. Over 8,500 people in Lower Saxony, Germany, are believed to have been injected with a saline solution rather than the coronavirus concoction of a vaccine. This is a piece by Keeley Sharp. A nurse admitted to injecting some patients with a saline rather than the vaccine. I would have been happy, she comments, to get the saline rather than the toxins in that vaccine and then have proof of vaccination without the cost to my health. Ha ha ha, she says. Breitbart reports, District Administrator Svienne Ambrosi, a member of the Social Democratic Party, SPD, claimed that around 8,557 people could have been affected after the incident, and urged those at risk of having had the saline solution to book another appointment for inoculation with a real vaccine. So far, 3,600 people have come forward. The public prosecutor's office has since placed the Red Cross nurse, who has been banned from the vaccine center in Friesland, under investigation, Der Spiegel reports. According to witness statements and the clear risk assessment of the police, we cannot rule out that other people were vaccinated with saline during the service of the accused. Because of the silence of the accused, we cannot say with certainty how many people are really affected, Ambrosi stated. This is what makes the matter so monstrous. Potentially 8.7% of the population in our district could be affected. And then the question they put here is, how would you feel if you were injected with saline instead of the vaccine? Thankful? Just think about this for a moment. And think about what a monstrous situation it is. If someone who's a nurse, right, who is getting paid to do a job and is working with medical authorities and is dealing with people who have chosen to get themselves vaccine, that she imposes her own values and her own judgment, her own fears, above that of the doctors who are supervising her, all her medical colleagues, the hospital for whom she works, the people who are paying her, and above all, above the patients. If I am getting a medical procedure, I don't want a nurse who's asked to administer that procedure. And in the case of a vaccine, it's something that takes less than a minute, who's asked to administer that procedure and to superimpose her own judgment over my judgment and the judgment of the medical personnel who work around me. Outrageous. Speaking of outrageous, there is the Russian media coverage of what is going on in Ukraine and what Russian media talking heads plan to do to the United States and to any Americans who choose to help the Ukrainians. We will get to that coming up.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medved Show, I'm sure you remember when the President of the United States, not this President of the United States, the former President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, when he proclaimed that he considered mass media the enemy of the people. Remember that? And there's an interesting contrast here because right now the President of Russia, of course, would say that the mass media in Russia are the servant of the people. And in fact, most media in Russia are very strongly controlled, funded, supervised by the government. So if President Putin says something, he can basically say it with almost no chance of contradiction, certainly by voices in the media. There's a piece today which is actually, It's dark humor. It does sound some of it like parody, but I actually spent some while going down this rabbit hole and checking it out. It's true. These are real people who are big celebrities in Russia and part of their media universe. And Julia Davis writes a piece. She says, in the surreal world of Russian state television, Russia is about to prevail in its heroic war against Ukraine, which is being presented as a battle against the United States and NATO. According to top Kremlin propagandists, it's only a matter of time before the West admits its defeat and pays reparations to Moscow or risks a devastating nuclear strike. Can I say, let me just go on the record here in advance. I think the idea of reparations generally is a ridiculous idea, but the idea of the United States paying reparations to Moscow or facing a nuclear strike, can we just say no reparations? Not now, not ever. There's a famous statement at the time that we were fighting the Tripolitan pirates. Millions for defense, but not one red cent for tribute, because the pirates basically wanted us to pay them a bribe, and we didn't. Instead, we went out and sent out the U.S. Navy on its first really heroic mission, but that's another story. In pundits who dared to criticize Russia's invasion of Ukraine have not been seen on state-controlled television ever since they spoke out last week. Even though their timid disagreement pales in comparison to the bravery of Marina Ovsyannikova, an editor at Channel 1 who's been detained after interrupting live programming with an anti-war sign. Meanwhile, state TV broadcasts are filled with cheerleaders who repeatedly insist that the Kremlin's special operation, that's in quotes, known to the rest of the world as a brutal war, should not stop until all its objectives are completely achieved. They insist that everything is going exactly as planned. appearing on a state TV show a Sunday evening with Vladimir Soloviev, political scientist and professor of communications Dmitry Evstafyev argued, right now, President Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin's third proposal to the Ukrainian leadership is on the table. This, of course, is a demonstration of President Putin's greatest respect, and I would even say of his love by our presidents toward the Ukrainian people. Putin loves the Ukrainian people, loves them to death. Multiple state TV shows emphasized the reluctance on the part of the United States and NATO to intervene against Russia's bloody invasion of its neighbor, presenting it as the proof that the Kremlin can go to any lengths to emerge victorious. Olga Skabeva, the host of a state TV show called 60 Minutes, intentionally distorted the statements of a White House press secretary, Jen Psaki. On Friday, Skabeva claimed Jennifer Psaki's statement that no matter what Putin does in Ukraine, whether he uses biological weapons or drops a nuclear bomb on them, the United States will never get involved. On Monday, disregarding strong bipartisan support of Ukraine in the United States, Skabeva claimed that the Americans don't care about the Ukraine. They're concerned only about rising gas prices. She alleged, to the dismay of the State Department, it turned out that Americans are indifferent toward saving Ukrainian Banderites. Now, Banderites, there was a Ukrainian nationalist after World War I and then immediately after World War II named Stepan Bandera, who was a radical. He fought Nazis. He fought communists. He basically fought a great deal, but they call the Ukrainian government Banderites, as followers of Stepan Bandera, and they describe him here as the ultra-nationalist political figure who fought for Ukrainian independence before he was assassinated by the KGB in 1959. So when they want to say that Stepan Bandera, who was killed in 1959, is actually the main influence on this current Ukrainian regime? Yeah, it's of course nonsense. But this expression is being used as indiscriminately as branding all opponents the Nazis. The show proceeded to broadcast clips of former President Trump blaming Biden for his alleged inability to communicate with Putin, hinting at the upcoming presidential elections. Skabeva sniped, "Fun times for them are only starting. We're waiting." In the meantime, state media is replete with baseless promises of wide-ranging concessions from the West that Moscow anticipates receiving in the future. Appearing on Sunday evening with Vladimir Soloviev, Russian parliament member Oleg Matveyev, known as the Kremlin spin doctor, watched a clip of Tucker Carlson on Fox News, an everyday occurrence in Moscow's tightly controlled media environment. Matveyev noted, "There isn't a single country in the world that is as easily manipulated as America. Here's what will be on the table after our victory. After Ukraine's demilitarization is completed, we're going to raise the stakes. For example, the lifting of all sanctions. That must happen immediately. Then the dissolution of NATO, because the very presence of NATO in some countries is getting in our way. Extradition of all war criminals, like Harashenko, who is a former deputy minister in the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal Affairs. Zelensky, a former president of the Ukraine, Poroshenko, extradition of various oligarchs like Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who has been imprisoned by Putin, and I don't even know that he's Ukrainian. But in any event, last Thursday on the evening with Vladimir Soloviev, after listening to other pundits and experts endorse the idea of executing Ukrainian citizens by hanging, Doctor of Political Sciences Elena Ponomareva suggested, never let morality prevent you from undertaking correct actions. So, this could be a slogan for the whole Russian war effort. Never let morality prevent you from undertaking correct actions. She said, I understand the importance of the humanitarian component, but morality should never get in the way. Dmitry Kiselyov continue the theme of public hangings, but then they get to the really good part, is we should be thinking about reparations from the damage that was caused by the sanctions and the war itself, because that too costs money and we should get it back. We need the return of all Russian properties, those of the Russian Empire, the Soviet Union, and current Russia, which has been seized in the United States, and so on. The host chimed in to ask, are you including getting back Alaska and Fort Ross? Fort Ross is in San Francisco area in California. Matveyev nodded, that is my next point, as well as the Antarctic. We discovered it, so it belongs to us. Also the return of all medals that have been unlawfully taken from our sportsmen during all Olympic Games, as well as the extradition of Rodchenkov, along with the extradition of multiple other criminals we'll want. I think we should start voicing all of that so they understand what will be on the table. We're not joking. This is serious. You didn't want to talk to us about something small like Ukraine's neutrality. Here's what you get. And that's not even all of it. Does your list include a tactical nuclear strike, or are we going to go straight for the strategic one? Matveyev scoffed. What for? We can take them down without it. Well, let us hope. On Monday, Soloviev revisited the topic of nuclear blackmail, perhaps blinded by rage after the recent seizure of his two Italian villas. He's one of those oligarchs, wealthy Russians, who are having their material confiscated. He said, I still think that those who took our money should be told, you have 24 hours to unfreeze our funds, or else we'll send you what you know we've got. Your choice, tactical or strategic, take a pick. You took our money, you're the thieves, our talk is short with you. A bullet to the head. That's what we're dealing with. And yes, it's like the comedy movie The Death of Stalin, but it's really serious business when it comes to defending this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.